Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to share with you some thoughts on Christian marriage. There are two houses in the Old Town part of our city that I love to look at, both Victorian homes. One, a two-story yellow house whose paint is fading and peeling, whose roof is sagging, whose yard is overgrown, and yet another one not a block away, standing stately with its perfect paint, with its detail and ornamentation beautifully restored. And those two old houses remind me of many marriages that I've observed, ones that have lasted many years, just like those two houses. And yet one has fallen into disrepair. It's unkempt. It's obviously overlooked. It's not even lived in anymore. But the other house is like some beautiful marriages I've observed. They have been long-lasting, enduring, very well kept, preserved in all of its beauty. Do you know that regardless of which kind of marriage you have, the one that's been well cared for and cultivated, or the one that's been abandoned and left in disrepair, that second house, the one in the disrepair, could be easily restored. It could be restored to its former glory. And I want to say to you today that that could be you today. Perhaps you feel like your marriage has been fallen into disrepair, has been overlooked, has been left to just fade away. And yet God would say to you today, an old neglected house can undergo restoration, and a marriage that's been neglected can undergo revitalization. Today I want to talk about how to stay in love in your marriage. Love is an action word, not a geographic location like so many people seem to think. You hear people say, "We're in love," and they say it with great passion in their voice. But it's the same way that they say, "Well, we're in California." But love is not a geographic location. It really is an action word. Love is a decision of a person's will to obey God's word. John 10:13 says, "Love one another. This commandment I give to you, that you love one another." And love is a decision of your will to obey God's word. Will you show love to your husband today? Will you show love to your wife today, even if they've been cold towards you, even if they've been neglectful of you in your marriage relationship? God wants you to make a decision of your will to obey His word, to love one another. A common reason given for divorce that's heard over and over again is we just don't love each other anymore. And I would challenge that statement by simply saying that that was a choice that those parties made, a choice they made day in and day out. And it was made up of many smaller choices over the years. We don't love each other anymore. We haven't chosen to show love to each other anymore. That's really what they're saying. We have chosen to not show love. Marriage is like a plant, and a plant, for it to survive, a house plant, requires nurturing. It requires feeding and watering. It requires protection from the heat and the cold. You must nurture your marriage with a time and with attention and with physical affection, and it needs to be consistent and repeated physical affection. One survey said that it found that men who kissed their wives every morning lived 5 to 10 years longer than men who did not show physical affection, such as a hug and a kiss, to their wife. There's a great story told of a gentleman who took his wife to the doctor. He was very concerned about her. She had grown very listless and lacking in energy, seeming very depressed, and he thought perhaps she had some physical problem. And in taking her to the doctor, after examining her, sat down in that examining room with the husband and the wife and said, "Well, I find nothing physically wrong with this woman." And the husband was frustrated. He said, "What do you mean? There's got to be something you can do, something that can be done for her condition." And the doctor got up, walked over to the woman, put his arms around her, hugged her, and kissed her, turned around, walked back to his chair, looked at that husband and said, "Yes, she needs that 3 times a week. Now, the truth is, every married person needs the nurture of physical affection from their spouse. You must nurture a plant. You must nurture your marriage, or it will end up like that house I described, where the paint was peeling and the roof was sagging, and its once beautiful appearance had fallen into disrepair. You must nurture your marriage with time, with attention, and with physical affection. Secondly, you must feed a plant. You must water a plant to sustain its life and its growth, for it to grow. Praise expressed through words, through love and appreciation, encouragement, will definitely feed and water your marriage. Otherwise, you'll end up with the person in that marriage, both parties, dying on the vine, so to speak. They haven't been nurtured or fed with encouragement and praise, with love and appreciative words. You know, it's often been said that marriage relationships die one of two ways. They're either stabbed to death or starved to death. And I would say to you that words can either stab to death your marriage, or proper, loving, encouraging, edifying words can nurture your marriage to life, and it can nurture growth in your marriage. The third thing that we see in nurturing a simple houseplant is that you have to protect that plant from heat and cold. You know, the heat that people are under today are the pressures of life. You can't allow the pressures of life, which everyone faces, whether they be the pressure of finances or other issues, to drive a wedge between you and your spouse. You can't allow those pressures to become the primary focus of your married life. Every person faces pressure in life, whether it's pressure on the job, pressure from finances, pressure from family members. There are pressures of life that people have to deal with every day. But your home environment, your marriage relationship, should be a safe harbor from the heat or the pressures of life. You cannot allow the problems that you face to become the biggest thing in your marriage. Your marriage and your love for God and each other needs to be the biggest thing in your marriage. And the problems, they will be there and they'll be dealt with, but they cannot become your focus or they will crush your marriage. Cold is something that will kill a plant. Frost will often kill a plant, and especially fruit-bearing plants. And you know what cold is in a marriage relationship? It's the absence or lack of warmth. A lack of warmth between a husband and a wife will assuredly kill the marriage. Warmth between you in affection and words, in your kindnesses toward one another, in your consideration of each other, of each other's schedules and of each other's struggles and the pressures that each of you face, the warmth that's displayed by consideration and respect will nurture your marriage. It will protect your marriage. If there's an absence or a lack of warmth in your marriage, guaranteed Satan will find someone in the outside of your marriage that will show some warmth toward your spouse. Don't allow that to happen. Be sure that you're protecting your marriage from cold, the absence of warmth, and from heat, the pressures of life. It's vital for you to nurture your marriage better than you would a simple houseplant by watering it with your time, by watering it with your attention, and not a feigned attention to the interests of the other person. Many a spouse, oh, honey, that's great, that's great. And they don't even know what the spouse said to them. They have no idea what they were trying to share. They're simply trying to feign attention to what the spouse is saying so as not to create a squabble or a problem. But you need to give genuine attention and time to your spouse. Listen to what they're interested in. Become part of what they're interested in. Nurture your marriage with the time and attention it deserves, with physical affection, with praise, with encouragement. Become your spouse's greatest cheerleader. Don't let someone else become their greatest cheerleader. You become their greatest cheerleader. Encourage them with words. Show your appreciation with words. There are words of encouragement, simple things that you can show your appreciation to your spouse that perhaps you've overlooked for even the simplest things in life. Be a person who will nurture their marriage through words, through time and attention, through physical affection, through protection from the pressures of life. And by nurturing your marriage, you will reap a beautiful harvest of a wonderful and magnificent marriage. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.